All right, we just talked about the extreme drought conditions in parts of the state of Texas. Now, we need some rain. The lakes are way, way, way down. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a drought expert by the name of Sam Stempler. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good. And
sorry about this. I've got a really dry throat. Oh, God.
Well, who are you with again?
I'm the director of Drought Conditions Resource Management Bureau Division for the whole state of Texas.
Okay.
It's the whole state of Texas.
What's going on with your voice?
Well, I'm struggling here. I haven't had a sip of water in about 4 days.
Oh, so you're...
Drought conditions are killing me.
So you have your own water restrictions, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so dry out here. I know you guys live in your enclaves, so you really don't see how dry it is. But it's really dry out here, and I haven't had a drink, and so I'm now consuming my own urine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That'll make Craig happy.
Yeah, thanks, Craig.
Sure. Good job.
I got the idea from the Ticket, yeah.
Yeah, keep it up.
Speaking of, you guys got any jobs up there at the Ticket?
Not right now.
We're looking for the new top 10 host, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm looking for anything. I'll try out for that top 10, sure. Mm-hmm. I can do that job as soon as my voice comes back. I'll take any job that has water. Y'all got water up there?
Yes, we have water.
Anything, a cooler, a bucket of ice, just set it out for me.
I think you have a chance.
The front door, I'll come by tonight and lap at it a little bit.
All right, so how bad is it out there?
Jody, it's really bad. We have a lot of our lakes that are down, over 4 feet. Some of them as much as 60 feet, mm-hmm. which I guess technically is over 4 feet.
Right.
And it's bad. You know, people are out there water skiing. They're hitting stumps and old cars that have been abandoned since the 50s. A lot of times with a skeleton still in them.
I haven't heard any reports about that.
It's tough. And I think that Texas is going to run out of water really soon.
Like how soon?
Well, George, by my calculations, the state of Texas will run out of water by Thursday.
It's Thursday?
Wow, that's real soon.
Yeah, but I got to warn you, I'm not any good at math. Especially since my body is shutting down. My brain is slowly shutting off sections of my body, and so I can't think as well, so I can't do the calculations. But man, if you guys even got like an eyedropper of water... You know, just like feeding a baby squirrel or something. I'd really appreciate it.
Well, we'll see what we can do on that front. So you're saying don't pay attention to your calculations, that it's not going to be Thursday.
Well, just take them under advisement is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So is there anything?
We really need to start shutting down some of these towns like Wichita Falls. If that thing dries up and blows away, is that really a great loss?
Well, yeah. There's all like 100,000 people that live up there.
Please. When was the last time you guys actually vacationed in the falls?
Well, I don't know if we've ever vacationed there.
See there? Let's get rid of it.
Don't get rid of it.
Damn, I'm drier than an 80-year-old grandma in a whorehouse.
Hey. Oh.
Please be more professional.
Yeah, come on.
I tell you, and there's a leak in Possum Kingdom. I think you were talking about that, weren't you?
Yeah, it's way down.
Yeah, we're going to have to replaster it this summer. There's a leak down in there.
And, replaster it?
Yeah, we already rebuilt the skimmers about 5 years ago.
That's not a pool.
But we do have some solutions here that we're going to implement.
Good.
Here at the Drought Conditions Management Bureau of Divisions.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start rotating lawn watering this summer. We're going to rotate lawn watering according to race.
All right.
So on Mondays, Hispanics can water their lawns. On Tuesdays, it's going to be blacks. Wednesdays will be Asians. And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are for whites.
All right. That is ridiculous.
Well, there's more of them.
Oh, well, okay. All right, that's the solution?
You can't do it like that.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and close down all the public pools. Those things are basically E. coli factories anyway.
Yeah, you may save some water there.
Diarrhea up the water.
Oh, gosh. Sir, please.
And I tell you, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to invade. We've already we've already armed a lot of our rangers here at the Drought Conditions Resource Management Bureau Division. Uh-huh. And we've armed them, and we're going to infiltrate Dunham Manor, and we're going to take over that place because that is our largest concern. consumer of water in North Texas.
That is not true.
That is true.
No, it's not.
That damn well is true, and you know it. And we're coming for you, George. Yeah, would you like me to put a bullet in your ass by 3 p.m.?
Hey.
Wow.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. Sam Stempler, we believe?
Sam Stempler.
Drought expert.